Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
ES Audio.
Hello, I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, space probe captures image of solar hedgehog. But first, the new president of Costa Rica has declared his country is at war with a ransomware group which has been carrying out cyber attacks on the country's government. The cyber criminal gang known as Conti has disabled agencies across the government since April using ransomware attacks. Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez, who began his four-year term just 10 days ago, said that Conti was receiving help from people within the country and called for support from international allies. It's after the ransomware group made a statement that it plans to overthrow the government by means of a cyber attack, demanding a government ransom of $20 million. Apple has been praised for introducing a series of new features designed to make life easier for people with disabilities.
The one where it's saying it can now recognise a door within a building and actually tell you, which is quite amazing, tell you whether it's open or closed, but not only that, actually be able to work out through artificial intelligence that it's got a door handle that you're going to have to open or where you just need to push it. That's phenomenal, isn't it?
Cameron Malik is CEO of Disability Rights UK, who said new features like voice controls, eye tracking and door detection for the blind normalises accessibility tools.
We only have to think about, you know, voice activation software on your phone. Great for disabled people, but great for so many of us. You might use it when you're driving, but you might equally use it if you're blind. And that's what I mean by normalising accessibility aspects.
But it's not just him who's impressed by the tech. Nimi Patel from Tech UK leads a business forum on accessible technology. She says companies are always looking for ways to make people's lives that bit easier.
What we're learning through the forum is the experiences of persons with disabilities, and we found that many deaf people in the UK, English is a second or third language, so that content written in English can often present a barrier. So all these tools are fantastic to remove communication barriers.
Now, a solar flare, a solar hedgehog, and a new wide-angle shot of the sun. They're just some of the recent pictures taken by the European Space Agency's probe, which is getting pretty close to the sun. What they've called a solar hedgehog appears to be the highlight, showing a spiky-looking part of the star made up of hot and cold gases. But at this point, it remains a mystery. No one knows how or why it forms. You can find a link to the pictures in our show notes. Boeing and NASA are getting ready to launch a test flight of the Starliner spacecraft to the International Space Station. It'll be unmanned and will launch just before midnight tonight, UK time. If it's successful, it's expected to pave the way for a crewed test mission later this year. NASA hopes to use Starliner as a second spacecraft to ferry astronauts to and from the ISS. The EU has revealed more details about how it plans to stop using Russian gas. It's revealed plans to speed up its shift to green energy, but also invest in gas pipelines in other countries. Officials are also planning long-term energy efficiency measures, like cutting VAT rates on energy-efficient heating systems, insulation, and appliances. At the moment, Russia supplies 40% of the EU's natural gas and 27% of its imported oil. Let's go to the ads now. Stay there for more news from the world of tech and science. Plus, how WhatsApp might help you to quietly leave a group chat. Why not hit follow in the meantime?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This edition of Tech and Science Daily is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are 6 chances to win the competition, including 2 top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
Welcome back. Life just got a bit easier for electric car owners in the UK. Tesla has opened up its superchargers to all EVs, so they're no longer exclusively for Tesla owners. They've been opened up to all drivers in countries like Spain, Sweden, and Austria as well. As the firm said, it hopes to encourage more people to drive electric. The company is also hoping to expand further with more charging points in the future. And finally, WhatsApp is reportedly working on a new feature that lets you leave a group chat without alerting the other members. That's according to experts at WA Beta Info, who search early beta versions of the app to look for upcoming features before they're released. They said group admins will still be able to see who leaves the group, though. So far, there's no official confirmation or release date for the change to the app. You're up to date. Come back at 4 p.m. for the Leader podcast for the latest news and analysis from the Evening Standard here in London. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. See you then.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.